On today's episode of the Event Tech Pull-Up, we're going to talk about something that is going to be extremely popular at Event Tech Live when we are there in just a couple of weeks. And that is ChatGPT.
So welcome to the Event Tech Pull-Up. My name is Tess Bisnell, and as you all know, my partner in crime is Keith Johnston from
PlannerWire.
Yep, he picks which one he wants that particular day.
You know, I just pick them out of the air.
How excited are we? When it comes to technology, Keith and I like shiny things. And one of the shiny things, which I think has been in the making for a long time. It's been on my heart for a long time. It fits with what I need in my entire life for this long, which is I need an AI to give me what I need at any point in time. And now what is it, Keith?
Well, it is ChatGPT. And they just introduced ChatGPT-4, which now opens it up. Well, first off, what is AI?
Yeah. So artificial intelligence, as we know, bottom line, I would say it is a computer system that can do things at a whim. Fast. Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you program it. You program it.
And then they keep getting better and better and better. And then we have terminators walking down the street, eliminating the human population.
See, no. Machine learning comes into that, which means it understands a certain data set that you ask it to do. And then as it continues to do the repetitive tasks, it gets to learn technically throughout time and get better.
And it's a great assistant, right? It's one of those things. Like it was, I was listening to the Ezra Klein podcast a few weeks ago. He did one and he had I will put a link to it, but I forget who the guest was. I think he was from Harvard, but the guy was big brain on AI. And he was like, currently AI is nothing more than a bullshitter because it just takes all the available information and then distills it back to you in a way that sounds convincing, even when it's not correct, even when it's lied basically to you. It doesn't know the difference between why it's a great assistant and you can do a lot with it. And it, as an event person, it can make your life so much easier if you take the all of 2 minutes to learn how to use it, because it really only takes 2 minutes.
Yeah, definitely. Do we want to tell them some ideas on what kinds of things they could use it for now?
Yeah. So one of the big things that you can do, is use it to generate ideas, help you brainstorm, you know, and some of the things, you know, you can come up with not only, you know, let's say a session topic, but you can come up with a whole event theme, your conference theme. It can, you know, when you ask it the right questions and in the right ways, and we won't go into all that because that's a deeper thing, but, you know, it can help you create a better event.
It can. You know, beyond that, session outlines you could have for it. And it's really, really simple. It is the best when you have a conversation with it, like you would with someone else, meaning giving it all of the details that you want and put it in and see what it comes back. And it gets the human brain to kind of think outside of the box. And the biggest thing that Keith and I have talked about for a long time is technology is not to replace a human, as people continue to be fearful of. It is an assistant. It is a tool to help you do things better. And you should be able to sit and rely on it to do what I call the mundane things so that our human brains can expand and do the things that we're supposed to. So it really should be a time and an energy saver.
Well, and Tess, I know that you have a little bit of show and tell, because one of the things that it's really good for is creating session outlines. So literally 4 minutes before we sat down to do this, we asked ChatGPT, or Tess asked ChatGPT, to come up with a session outline if we did an episode about ChatGPT and virtual reality.
And
And
events.
this is the outline that it came up with.
It did. I clearly said, I said, I need a topic today for my podcast. Entitled Event Tech Pull-Up. So I gave it context. We record 20 minutes of content. We want to include ChatGPT and cool event tech. That is all I said. I dropped it in. It
And
was a
bam.
conversation and a thought, and this is literally what it came out.
And
It came out with.
I think one of the coolest things, Tess, is when we were actually sitting there and watching it. And
That is a font that, yeah. It's
it's
like you're
cr
looking at its brain. Go for it. And just
it
keep
it's
going and going and going.
it's crazy, right? That as you're watching it, and I'm a tech guy, right? I've been a tech guy. I was like one of the first kids to have a CD player, and I pushed my vinyl and cassettes off the boat, and that was it, man. I went digital. So this is even a little spooky for me, that how good
Really,
it is.
Keith? You didn't tell me that. Oh my
But I
gosh, it
love
is
it.
amazing. If you look at this, it the formatting was already there. All you have to do, I copied and pasted over here. So technically, in the app itself, it's organized exactly how you want it. There's an outline, introduction. It tells me exactly what to do to introduce the podcast. Briefly introduce it. Gives me bullet points talking about integrating GPT chat and virtual reality technology, tells me what to explore, what to analyze, what to discuss. And it also has a conclusion at the end. So it's really, really cool. So if you think here, it gives you everything that you need. Soup to nuts.
It does. And then, and this can go on. You can take this, right? So now we're talking about a session outline, but it now it can also be the assistant for writing your website copy, right? So you
Yes.
can say,
Yes.
generate an about section for, this organization, and it will scour the web and your website and everywhere, and it'll pull in all this information about your organization and write you a nice little about page. You
Yeah.
can it can get you, give me directions from the airport to X hotel, and it'll write them out for you. And again,
Translating text. It can translate text for you as well. It can
yeah, and
actually summarize some of the research for the latest from your industry if you wanted to do it. Because now the four will actually search the web. The ones before didn't, but the four will actually search the web for you, and it gives you more of a deep knowledge.
Yeah, and if you're someone, or if you have access to, again, we're talking about things we can do, but if, when it comes to research, if your organization has the people that do really, and again, I'm not a research guy, but if they, the people who actually, what is the word I'm looking for? But anyway, they can take their data sets. How's that?
Yes.
And they can put them into ChatGPT and have it summarize them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
One of my clients I did some work on last week, who remained nameless. One of their CIO, actually on in his keynote, speech, he brought up their version of AI and ChatGPT that they have created and designed, and he talked back to it, asked its questions. It knew his name. She had a name as well, and it was a female voice, which I thought was kind of cool. And it was talking about data sets, and they're very focused on data. And then at the end, when they got finished with the conversation about as he was asking her questions, right, and she was responding to the questions with those data sets, he said, okay, now take it and put it into a presentation for me. And it actually graphed it all out into a presentation. So your sales teams are spending less time creating things for their clients. You can customize different things. It can analyze the tone and the sentiment of something that you're trying to put together. If you're just really stuck and writing, like I'm not the writing girl, that's not my thing. It really, as Keith knows, it debilitates, as I said to him, like debilitates me. it's debilitating for me, but I can put this in here and say, you know what, that is exactly what I was thinking, because my thoughts only went to this point when I need it to go to this point. And then it come back and then I will edit. I can move things around. I'm like, yes, that's what I meant. And now I can go in and kind of pull it into play and make it my own. It's not meant for you to sit up here and say, okay, here, this is it, no changes. And we need to take it as is. It is meant as, again, a tool. It's when I say it's a way in which you can take care of things easier.
Well, and you make a that is a super important point, right? Which is don't take what comes out of ChatGPT and just copied it to your website, right?
No.
You have to read it. And you know, back to the Ezra Klein thing I was talking about, but the guy was saying that the AI is a bullshitter because it doesn't know if what it's telling you is real or false. It doesn't know. It's just a computer program. So that's where the human needs to, for example, if you ask it to write the about section about your organization, some of the information it finds on the web, it perhaps might have an old executive director, right? Because that was what it found. You know, so again, you really need to read through and actually edit what it comes out with. But one of the coolest things you can do with it is if you send out surveys at the end of your event, you can and you get back written responses, you can actually have ChatGPT go through there for sentiment and tone. So you can just literally take all that written copy, put it in there, and tell it and just say, please analyze the sentiment and tone of these responses.
Yeah, you can do that on 3.5. Now, 3. I'm at 4.0 right now. It doesn't take that as much copy because it's brand spanking new. So it, you know, as it iterates, it will definitely be able to do that. But yes, another thing that I thought was kind of cool, Keith, is being able to write new songs about your event. How cool is that? That is creative. And the reason why we're saying this is because you need to think out of the box as to what you want it to do for your particular event and its cadence, right? Maybe it's in a form, and maybe there's some SOPs that you want to create that you never thought about doing, you could actually create with that.
So, and with a song, right? You can have a lot of fun with that. You know, you can, you know, especially if you're the type of organization that can get away with it. Like we have a couple of clients that are very serious organizations, but do not take themselves seriously. Which is great because, you know, they can be in on they're in on the whatever humor there is about XYZ topic.
Yeah.
So ChatGPT can come up with a conference jingle.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? And you all can edit it however you want to. But there are a few things that it can't do. Keith, give the audience about maybe two or three things that it can't do that we think it can.
It can't code very well. That being said, if you need it to write small snippets of code for your event website, you know, it can do that, like little small little things. It's like really good, and again, this is probably getting way geekier than I need to, but custom post types for a speaker in WordPress. It's totally fine writing that kind of code. But if you get into more complex code, it starts to have a little bit of a brain cramp. It can't decide if you go to jail.
Oh, good. I can get off the hook all the time, right?
Yeah, it's
And
not good with
that's yet, Keith. We don't know if
it.
that
That's
might
yet.
not.
Although I don't think ChatGPT is going to be that, because there's a lot of different AIs, by the way.
Oh
If
yeah,
you are
tons of them.
specifically looking for an AI that can help with writing, especially web copy and things like that, yes, ChatGPT does it and it does it well. But there are other tools like Jasper that is they are purpose built for that.
Yeah, definitely.
But I actually one of my clients is actually a legal organization that is currently working on an AI. That will actually do court. So you might be in front of an AI judge one day, so you better be careful.
Yeah, you never know.
It can't I'm trying to think. Oh, New York City's school children are not allowed to use
Ban eh.
it. Which
Not like
it's
Cliff Notes.
you
Cliff
know
Notes is making
my son's in high school and it's already a thing.
I'm sure it's a thing. I can't even see why it's not a thing. It's, you know, it. I think the instructors and the teachers should push them to push the envelope. It could be used as a tool, and then what can they do in class, and how should they analyze the use of it? And not, you know, it's all kinds of different cool things you can do instead of just being, no, you can't do this. And
Well,
that's that we're past that age.
kids are dumb too, right? That you shouldn't use it to write your paper. You should use it to come up with the outline for your paper, which you then write, because
Exactly.
it's the outline that actually is going to get you to a great paper, right? Because
Yes.
those th because it'll give you the headlines. Once the
Yes.
headlines are there, then you can
Then
you
you
actually
go
write the
for it.
copy.
Then you go for it. And you change the headlines. You're like, oh yeah, I didn't really mean that. I kind of meant this. And let me explore that. So, a tool again.
Yeah.
But what it can do is lie to trick humans.
So, and that actually goes down to that rabbit hole of, they've changed it now, so you can't ask it more than five or questions in a string. Because, and this actually does kind of bother me, because I cannot figure out why AIs, ChatGPT in particular, go insane after 10 or 14 questions in a row about a topic. Like, they literally do go off the deep end. And I don't, it's a program, right? If this, then that, right?
That's it.
How do they veer into like crazy land?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't gone that far. I think I've only done 11 regenerations of it, and I don't know if I want to keep going, but it is the most fascinating thing. It gets so excited. You just keep going and going and going. ChatGPT-4, which is the brand new one now, which they will only let you do 25 in 3 hour period of time.
Yeah, because they get a little bit nutty.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
You could come up with some type of joke about, how ChatGPT is like an ex.
Yeah, exactly. So what we would love to do, because we love engagement, is for you all to take some time and like anywhere you're seeing, whether you're listening or watching us, drop in those chat areas and say something to us about how you may utilize it to help you with your events in any form or fashion. So think about the event journey from beginning to end and where could it help assist you along the way. We'd love to hear that, right,
And
kids?
don't be afraid to use it.
No, don't be afraid. Fear, Matter of fact, ask it why you should be not be afraid, and it should tell you.
Yeah, it'll give you the good creepy reason that's like in the horror movie. But anyway, on that note, that's enough for today. If you want to know more about this, we'll be talking about it, but we'll also be at EventTech Live talking about it.
Exactly. So make sure that you take the time to hopefully join virtually if you're not able to join us in Vegas. But again, we're going to go live at EventTech Live with the EventTech pull-up and interview a lot of the speakers there. We're going to do some behind-the-scenes content, and we're just basically going to have fun with our peeps, our geek peeps, as I'm going to call it, geek
Fun.
peeps.
I like fun.
Definitely. So thank you again. This is our episode for today. Thank you for joining us. Keith, anything you'd like to say to our audience?
Bye.